Hi there, I'm Juliet Nichols, founder and director of Pineapple Audio Production, and you're listening to the Podcasting Playbook. We're really lucky to be supported by some incredible businesses at Pineapple, so I just want to take a minute here to thank Ice Cool Design, a super stylish, eco-friendly wine cooler. We've got some beautiful Pineapple branded ones, and you can find pics of them on our Insta. And Audioboom, one of the leading podcast publishers who help you get your podcast to Apple, Spotify, and the rest. We use them for tons of our content distribution, so we are big, big fans. On today's episode, I am so excited to have Claudia Ayuso with us. Claudia and I have worked together on a really exciting new podcast project all about conservation and sustainability. We can't wait to get that out into the world, so watch this space. That's really what Claudia is all about. So hi, Claudia. Would you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, please? And then we will get on to today's topics.
Well, hi, everyone. I'm Claudia and I am a writer and a content creator online. And I've been doing this since I was 14 years old. So that's been 12, 13 years of my life. And I've evolved loads throughout this journey, which is beautiful. And right now, I've landed at a really magical place, I would say, in my career where I feel like everything's coming together. And I've had many years of like soul searching, but also kind of like purpose searching. And I had all the elements, I just didn't know how to put them together. And I feel like right now in my life, it's come together with reclaiming our relationship with nature through storytelling and through movement. It feels magical. Yeah.
I love that. You are a super inspirational person, not just in what you're doing and your like cause, but also I feel like your attitude to life and to work and to curating your life is really inspirational. So aside from we've obviously worked on some podcasting stuff together, which we can't really talk about yet because it's not out in the world. So that's like just a little tease for everybody listening. Like there will be something. It's amazing. I'm super excited about it, but we can't really go into it. But just to say we've done that stuff, but you obviously are doing so many other things. Can you give us a little bit of an insight into your like day to day? I'm sure there isn't a daily routine, but what kinds of things are you actually doing day to day?
I like that because it is very different. And I get that question so often. Like I've been getting that question for years and I never really knew, like, I don't know, emails. But I have been trying to find a routine that it's not only allowing me to work, but also allowing me to be free and to nurture my own human needs and also to nurture my curiosity. And I feel like I found a balance in writing. I think to me anyways, writing is really therapeutic and it's a way of finding things that I didn't know that were inside me. I do loads of writing during the day or at least I block out like some weeks to do writing and then some weeks to do filming, which is another expression of myself that I love because it brings out the quirky, energetic side of me. And I guess I do have structure to my days, but I think it goes more in blocks. I think I am way better at focusing my energy. For example, 1 week is writing, 1 week is filming, 1 week is reviewing. And that way I can really tune into that. Yeah, because it's different levels of energy that you need for different tasks. And when you are you, your team is you, then you need to be wearing loads of different hats. And it's really difficult to go from the hat of writing to the hat of presenting, for example. And then another thing that I do that I love and I've been starting, I just started it really. I try to take Thursdays off as a study day in inverted commas. And that looks like reading books that are going to expand my knowledge in terms of nature, languages, psychology, anything that I can bring into my work. And then I also volunteer at a garden and I do that on Thursdays and I just spend 4 hours out in nature surrounded by plants and like-minded people. And I come back home happy. I come back home like properly re-energized, even though I am physically exhausted. And I think that sums up a lot of like the structure of my days and my weeks and months.
I love that. I mean, I can totally empathize with the life in blocks type scenario, whether it's strategic or not. I find myself, it's more location based, and I'm intrigued to know, because I know you also do travel quite a lot. For me, I see my life in blocks of kind of like, I'm time in the UK, and then I'm going to probably do a whole load of meetings, and I'm going to find new clients and nurture relationships. And then I'm going to have a block when I'm away. And that might mean more recording and editing and emails. Is that a similar thing for you? Is it location based, or is it, it sounds in some ways like it is strategic.
Yeah, it's energy based. I don't think my life changes that much from place to place. I tend to be in between London and the Canary Islands. And to be honest with you, when I am in the Canary Islands, I try to work less because I want to enjoy the outdoors more. And it's more, I work better when I work less in the Canary Islands. I know it makes little sense, but I am way more productive if I'm working just in the mornings, so just like 4 hours a day. I can produce way more than sometimes when I'm working 8 hours in the UK, which is interesting. And I want to learn more about it, because if I can hack that, then God, I think it's happiness. I think it comes down to like how much energy you have from being surrounded by nature, swimming in the ocean, being feeling free. Like, I don't waste so much time not doing something but being in front of the computer. I am quick with what I'm doing. But in terms of like the blocking, I think it's more energy-wise, because I know my month, what it's going to look like. And I know I need to write, I need to film, I need to edit or review the videos that my editor gives me. And all of those things need to be done in a certain way. And I feel like if I block out each task, then I work faster as well.
It does sound like that does come down to a quality of life type scenario, which is really interesting. I really do believe in that. And I've also seen that myself, depending on locations where I am. And maybe it's distraction, maybe it's like enthusiasm for where you are, like you say, and just the balance in your life as well. I've definitely noticed in certain locations where I am, then I have a motivation and I work faster and I work better. So that's totally a thing.
Looking back at that time where I was spending so much more time in the Canary Islands during COVID and stuff, because I couldn't go back to the UK, I was happier in at a spiritual level, and I was making more money than I've ever made in my life. And I was attracting so many more opportunities that were aligned with me and what I wanted to do. And I feel like it was all going around the same, like, I don't know, it was, everything was feeding off the same place. And I don't know how much of it comes to you feeling your most aligned self, and then everything else just falls into place, and we don't need to suffer. We don't need to like make ourselves miserable just to be, I don't want to say successful, but just to flow with life in a way that feels effortless.
Yeah, I really believe in that, I have to say. So we can tap into that, right? We can, some stages it's easier than others. We can tap into that. I know also you touched on the other day, and it, if you're not comfortable talking about this, that's fine. But I know you mentioned the other day also working your schedule and your energy levels around your cycle. Is that something that you can share a little bit about? Because I know I'm hearing more and more about this and people are doing that.
Honestly, I also feel inspired by people who've talked about it online, because I feel like I am a follower of certain things and this is one of them. I love breaking breaking the path in some aspects, but some others like this, I'm just like following what people are saying. I tried it this month for the first time to actually block out the week that I'm menstruating, that I'm bleeding, because my energy level, I don't suffer like a lot of PMS or a lot of cramp pain, but my energy levels are really low and I push myself through it. And I've seen in the past that I've tried to film on these weeks and it just doesn't work. I have to refilm everything, so I've wasted my time. So I thought, okay, I will not do any outward energy pouring activities days that I'm bleeding. It was difficult. It felt like the universe was testing me, because like all of the meetings, I've never had so many meetings tried to put into that week, into 1 week in my life. Everything wanted to fall into those days. I was just like, no, no, no. I had to really stand there and try and push everything later, even though it felt a bit weird because I wanted things to get moving. But this is all about resting. So I did that, and I am loving it. So today would be day six or seven, which is the end of my period and like the coming up of my energy again. And I just feel it. I feel so much more energized and with much more ideas. And I am really excited to start exploring this and start using this kind of energy to see what happens and how much more I can enjoy my rhythms, my own rhythms. I want to know what's the best thing to do during those bleeding days, because right now for me it's rest and I don't want to just take like 4 days off. But it'd be interesting to see, like, maybe study days, maybe it's just those instead of Thursdays, it's that week is a study week, you know? We'll see. I'm excited. I'll report back when I know more.
Welcome to The Quality of Life, the new wellness podcast for Saudi, the GCC, and the world.
Take that risk, try something new, and don't be afraid to fail.
Hosted by me, Raham Harrek, the first Saudi woman to climb Everest and the Seven Summits. I'll be speaking to the biggest names in the GCC and across the world.
You are an absolute badass for being an astronaut and a mom of four.
You can listen in both Arabic and English every Friday morning after Jumat prayer.
Good for you. I honestly think it's very, very interesting. And I was only this morning listening to one of Stephen Bartlett's latest podcast episodes, and they did touch on exactly this. They actually touched on fasting and how that can help with your energy levels. And they touched on the cycle and how, yeah, during that time, maybe it's the more introverted stuff, maybe it is the studying. But like you said, it does take the boundary setting quite extremely, doesn't it, for you to say, and I'm sure it's the same with your Thursdays. I've also attempted this to have Fridays without meetings, and I really have to very strongly hold that, or it will obviously move. And that's a good thing, because that's a sign that you're busy and people want your time, right? But yeah, really holding those boundaries. So I think it's very inspiring that you're doing that. So obviously all of these things are really amazing and holistic and privileged to be able to choose how you spend your time and what works best for your life and your body. So we know that, you know, through podcasting, you can make money. Obviously, when you're presenting a podcast and say a production company like Pineapple's producing, then you make money as a host. But how else are you actually funding this life? I know that's going to be the question that lots of people have. It's like, how does that work financially for you?
Yeah, it's been for over a decade. It's my way of making a living. It has been working with brands that are aligned with my values and my ethos. I find it really unstable. I find it really difficult to keep. Yeah, to keep a level of security that's going to make me feel safe, because you never know when it's the next thing's going to come. It's not dependent on you, because I have my audience. I always nurturing my audience, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to make any money. And I'm waiting on brands to come to me and say, hey, do you want me to pay you to talk about this? And sometimes it'll be yes and sometimes it'll be no. And then there's also seasons. Some seasons online aren't good for marketing and brands. So there's no money coming in and you have to rely on your savings. So I want to diversify my sources of income, and I'm starting to do that this year. It's really slow process, and there's a load that I feel like I have to reprogram in my mind, like imposter syndrome, loads of things that you need to work through to be able to charge for your time / your products or skills, whatever. I am starting a new project soon that's got to do with nature, with rhythms, cycles, with us, connection with language and psychology. Everything put together, and I am so, so, so excited. I can't even tell you. I think this is like groundbreaking in many levels, and I will start hopefully charging for that and making a living on my own, which would be incredibly empowering to do that from like my own center. And that is one thing that I would recommend everyone who wants to start a career online, is just don't try and become an influencer just for the sake of having an online presence, a community, and working just with brands. I think working with brands is great. And whenever they are aligned with you and your values, it's an amazing way of platforming good things that are that have the potential of changing the planet in some on so many levels. But also do not forget that you are important and you have something to give, basically. And never not think about how you can change things, offering a service or a product or whatever it is that you have. Because if I would have known that earlier, I would have started digging a lot earlier and I wouldn't be here at 28 worrying about, oh my God, how I'm going to pay rent next month.
Yeah, definitely. But what you're doing is inspiring. It's a totally different way of living your life. And there's a lot to be said for that, right? And then if you can build on that, and like you say, I mean, watch this space. I have no idea exactly what you're doing and I'm very excited to find out myself. But if you can build on that and build a product or a service, whatever it is you're doing, then that's super exciting. And that becomes like a level up. But podcasting is another version of that, right? And that's something that we're kind of dipping into a little bit. And audio in general, like there's a career in that for you, Claudia, as and when you want to dip in and out of it, in my opinion, which is like why and how we found each other. So tell me about podcasting. Like, what is it about podcasts that you like? What is it about your experience so far in podcasting that you've enjoyed?
What I love about podcasts is the long format, how amazing it is that you can eavesdrop into other people's conversations. And like, because when you are interviewing someone or when you're having a conversation with someone, you get to a really intimate space sometimes if the connection is right. And as a listener, you get to listen to that. You get to go into someone else's world that you wouldn't have got into otherwise. And not only because you don't have access, in inverted commas, to the interviewee, for example, but because the person who's talking to them has a different way of seeing life. And like, they would ask different questions than you would. And I think that is amazing. And this year has been my year of podcasting, listening to podcasts. And my life has changed from the amazing interviews that I've listened to. And in terms of presenting podcast, I think for me, it makes me feel really, really comfortable having a conversation with someone. And it creates the space to the container for really amazing conversations to happen, which they may not happen if you're just like meeting that person at an event. You know, like, you wouldn't get to that kind of deep conversation level if you were just networking somewhere else. And I think podcasting is just such a gift.
Yeah, it really is. There is that depth and that connection with the ones that really work, for sure. And I think it is a community building thing that makes it so exciting. And we're definitely trying to tap into that. We can't say loads about this project, but we're definitely trying to tap into that in what we're building and opening listeners' eyes a little bit to, different communities that are out there, different opportunities that are out there. So it's like the learning as well as community building, I think, that you can get from podcasting that's so exciting. So do you have any favorite podcasts you can share with us, aside from the one that we're creating, obviously?
Yes, I listen to every single episode of the Expanded podcast that comes out. Basically, it's a podcast that teaches you how to manifest, but not in the way that we've all heard, just like trying to like think positive and attracts everything that you want. It's more the science behind it, and it is a science, comes from your subconscious. You manifest from your subconscious beliefs. So here they teach you how to change your subconscious, basically, and how to adapt your behaviors and your belief system to match what you want to attract, basically, your self-worth. However high your self-worth is, that's what you're going to attract. And it's so interesting from the point of view of psychology and how to navigate life as a human being and how to improve yourself. And that podcast has got me out of a very deep rock bottom in my life. So I listen to it every week because it's amazing.
I would definitely have to take a listen. So is that the kind of idea that what you believe, like genuinely believe, will happen, will become real? Is that the essence?
Because of who all the programming that you receive as you grow up, as you exist, you start to block things out or to stop believing that you can do certain things. For example, in relationships, if you had witnessed that your parents got a divorce, you might never want to get intimate with someone because you might not believe that love is possible because your parents got a divorce. So you will never find that person because you will not, in these words, but self-sabotage yourself to not find love. And then whenever you go deep into your subconscious and reprogram that belief that love will always end up in divorce, then you will allow yourself to find it in a way. There's a lot more to it than just this, but it's about like the subconscious beliefs that we have and how we stop ourselves from getting to where we want to get because of what we believe, but we may not be aware that we believe this.
That is fascinating. I think podcasts that can educate us like that and open our minds and, like you say, help you through tough times or give you a different perspective are incredible. So beyond the content, which obviously sounds amazing, what else about our podcast is it that you think really works?
Interesting. I think it's the community. I think community is one of the most important aspects of podcasts, and I don't think it's that easy to get right because there's no comment section in the podcast. But if you use podcasts as a tool, extra tool to build your community, even if it's somewhere else in another platform, your own platform, website, whatever, then podcast becomes that kind of extra leg that you can rely on when it comes to really deepening the relationship with your community. And the community themselves can really lean onto each other because you've been listening to the same conversations and you kind of share a view of everything that's been talked about, which I think it could be an example of a mini universe. And once we're all tapped into that, then my God, you find people that are aligned with you as well. And I think that's mind blowing.
Totally, totally, totally agree with the community thing. It's huge. Okay, thank you for that. So we always ask a final question. And what I would love to ask you is, what the most important lesson that you've learned over your life, throughout your career, maybe through podcasting, what's the lesson that you would want to offer, the one lesson that you would want to offer to listeners?
I think that changes with the life stage that I am in at the moment that question is asked. Right now, I would say that the biggest lesson is to allow life to unfold. We get so worried about the moment that we're living in right now, and we project our fears onto the future, but that is just a projection. It's not the reality. Let me see if I can remember this quote by Rebecca Solnit. Worry is a way to pretend that you have knowledge or control over what you don't. And it surprises me, even in myself, how much we prefer ugly scenarios to the pure unknown. And I think that's just it, because we don't know what's going to happen. Our brain is programmed to find all the problems and all the things that it has to fix so that we survive. Fine. But then we have to recognize that, okay, this is fear. It's not me, it's not what's going to happen. So let's live in the now and let's let life unfold so that we can be surprised. And that's it for me in these times where I am like, I don't know where I'm going.
Most of us are playing the game of trying to control like all of our lives, right? Every element of our lives. So if we can release the control and, like you say, recognize that negativity bias is exactly that. It's literally just bias and not reality. And generally, we will be surprised by the positivity that comes our way. Then, yeah, I'm so on board with that. I think it makes perfect sense. And I love the quote. Thanks for sharing the quote. I would actually love to speak to you for way, way longer. I love your vibe. And that's why I'm so happy that we're going to work together more in the future. But for now, just to say thank you so much for sharing and telling us a little bit about you.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I love this. And yeah, I love your energy as well. I remember the first meeting we had, you were so smiley. And I was like, oh my God, I feel so good after this.
Claudia, thank you so much for being our guest on the Podcasting Playbook today. And thank you for tuning in and getting to know a little bit more about the work we do at Pineapple. Don't forget to follow and review for more podcast episodes coming your way very, very soon. Bye for now.